We're back to the AMR studio located in the Western Metal Supply Company building. It's more of Padre Social Hour.
We're back at the AMR studios. Kurt Bavacqua, Mike Grace, and really, really excited to welcome Casey Kelly. He's joining us. He is on the Cholula hot seat. And Casey's had just really quite a journey to get back here to the big leagues. Tommy John, obviously, one of the toughest things to come back from. Obviously, the toughest thing for a pitcher for the most part to come back from. So, Casey, one, thanks for joining us. And, I mean, I guess just tell us how you're feeling health-wise and how is it being back here in the big leagues?
Oh, it's been so awesome. It's been such a fun ride this year to start out in Double A and then go up to Triple A and then get the call up in September. So kind of been all over the place, but you know, a big year for me to be healthy, make all my starts, feel good. You know, my biggest thing this year was just, you know, finish the season healthy and, you know, get better every day, and I feel like I did that.
The first time you took the mound, were you freaked out? It doesn't even matter what level it was. But the first time you came back, even though you stretched it out and everything felt good, you actually went out there and pitched in a game. Were you kind of freaked out a little bit?
You know, you're out for so long, so being in the game is different. You know, you think about different things to where before the injury, I was thinking about getting the hitter out. Now it's like, okay, is my elbow going to hurt? Is this going to be okay? But for me, I knew that I did everything I could possible up to that point to get me ready, and that all that work and that dedication, you know, was going to overcome all the doubt that I had in my head.
When you had a couple setbacks in your journey to get back, and I mean, that's sometimes that's natural, sometimes it's not. I mean, was there ever a point where you were really freaked out that like you kind of redid it or something was really wrong again?
Yeah, last year was kind of the point where you know, I was on my last rehab start. And everything was feeling good up to that point. The last inning, I threw a pitch and kind of felt it, felt some pain in my elbow, and I couldn't really straighten my arm. And that was kind of a time where I was a little freaked out that, you know, I might have torn it again because I didn't really have that feeling through the whole process. And, you know, thank goodness that it was only a strain and just needed some more time to rest and recover and, you know, get healthy again.
So they actually – there's so many eyes on TJ surgery now that – more people know more and more about it, whereas we didn't a couple of years ago. I mean, we had no idea. But they actually drill a hole in the bone, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's a pretty serious surgery.
Yeah.
You know, you think about Tom and John, oh, you'll be out for a year, you'll be back, everything's good. The surgery is serious. I mean, they drill a hole in your elbow to be able to tie that ligament in there and make sure that it stays there and stuff. So, yeah, it's a pretty serious surgery.
They need to be taking ligaments out of horses and stuff like that, and tying them in there,
making
really
them super strong.
Exactly.
There you go. That might make a little sense. So where are you at right now? Do you feel like you're physically where you were back in 2012? I mean, is your stuff where it's at? Is your command where it's at? I mean, this is obviously a process to get back to being a starting big league pitcher. Where do you feel like you're at?
Yeah, this year was definitely a process for me. You know, I didn't really know what to expect, so I didn't really have any expectations coming into the season. I just know that I wanted to, you know, get game reps. That was the thing that I missed the last couple of years of being on the mound and having those game reps. So, you know, this year I didn't try to worry about numbers. I just wanted to be able to, you know, feel good with my mechanics, get my stuff back, and just get better every day. And, you know, that's what I focused on. And I feel like, you know, once I hit the All-Star break, that's when things started to click and get back to the normal me.
And you're feeling like you're basically 100%, or do you still got a little more work to do to get back to your natural abilities?
I mean, I think you're always working to get, you know, either you're working to keep it or you're working to get it back again. So, I mean, right now I'm feeling really good. I'm feeling healthy. You know, throwing in Colorado in that game was awesome to get some game, you know, game reps and things like that. So, you know, I think I'm ready to go.
That had to be a big help, right? I mean, getting a couple innings in, the start's going to be a little nerve-wracking on its own, I can imagine. But being able to go in a game that might be, you know, a little out of hand, but to get those couple innings, get your feet wet, that had to be really helpful, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, especially with having some time off from the AAA season to now, getting those couple innings, getting those pitches under my belt, I think it's definitely going to help me for Friday.
Plus, it was pretty good.
No, it looks great.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you.
I mean, starting back in Colorado, not the ideal place to come back when you haven't pitched
no
in the big
kidding.
Leagues in a few years, but to go up there and have some success, man, that's got to be great for the confidence.
As a player, it doesn't matter what position you play. If you worry about getting hurt, that's when you're going to get hurt.
Absolutely.
What is the mentality with Tommy John surgery? Do you think about it all the time, or you just go out there and you go, you know what, the hell with it?
that's the first thing, you know, for the first season back. I think that's what you're trying to battle mentally is, you know, getting past that point of throwing that pitch and worrying about the pitch and so much that you're, is my elbow going to hurt? So I think just getting those reps and building that confidence to where now, like, that doesn't even, that's not even a thought in my mind. And
great.
I'm out there just competing, trying to get hitters out and, you know, win ball games.
That's really good to hear.
You have to get to that point, right? I mean, you talk about, like, NFL running backs who have knee surgery. They can't be thinking about it. You have to go out there and just be a natural athlete or you're probably going to get hurt again.
Yeah, I think once you have that, you know, those couple outings where you, where you're throwing the ball like you know you can and pitching like you know you can, that confidence builds. And then, you know, then the being hurt part or having surgery part is out the window and you're just another guy on the mound trying to compete and win ball games.
Talking to Casey Kelly, going to make a start this weekend. Do you feel like you're going to have a different perspective on being a professional athlete, being here with the Padres going forward, having been through this process?
Yes. I mean, I don't think I ever took the game of baseball for granted before surgery. But, you know, definitely being, having surgery and sitting out for those 2 years is definitely, you know, opened my eyes to really embrace everything and to know that, you know, not everything lasts forever. And, you know, I'm just happy to have a chance to be back here and be able to go out there and help the team win.
I'm excited for this weekend when you pitch because I've learned so much about this surgery and the, and what you guys have to go through. I can't even imagine having to go through that stuff. I was so lucky in my career. I never spent a day on the DL.
Is that right?
In 19 years.
Not one day on the DL.
Not one
day.
Impressive.
That's incredible.
That's really, really impressive.
I never played. I never worried about getting hurt. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, sometimes you can go overboard with stuff like that, like Arenado jumping in the stands and doing the stuff he does. You can't worry about it. You got to go out there and play hard, and you know if things happen, they happen. If they don't, you're lucky.
Yeah,
you're lucky.
Absolutely. I mean, before I had Tommy John surgery, I never thought about getting hurt. I never thought I was going to have Tommy John surgery. So, you know, I think I'm getting back to that point now of just going out there and playing.
That's great. Well, good luck, man.
Thank you.
And what does the off season look like for you? You're probably into not the rehab phase of your career. Now you can actually build and think about the year like a regular ball player. That's got to be pretty exciting too.
Yeah, I mean, I'm very excited about this off season to be able to have a full off season to work out, get on a good throwing program, not have to worry about rehabbing or how my body's feeling, and you know, really get strong this off season to come into spring training ready to break with the team.
Really good stuff, man. Congratulations. It's awesome to see you back. We're excited for your start on Friday. And best of luck as you're going forward. We really appreciate you stopping by.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Good luck, man.
Casey was on the Cholula Hot Seat. Cholula Hot Sauce will elevate the flavor of your food with its delicious blend of unique peppers and authentic spices. Cholula, the flavorful hot sauce with the iconic wooden cap and proud partner of the San Diego Padres. Our thanks to Casey Kelly for stopping by Padres Social Hour. Coming up next, Roberto Clemente Jr. joins us. Be there then. Thanks.